This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome in Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. He's covered the Wildcats for decades there. Well-connected. Is anybody there in Manhattan? Let me just get your initial reaction, Fitz. I mean, we were shocked today. What was your reaction seeing this report? And then now, obviously, more and more news continuing to come out about maybe where the timeline was for this.
Boy, this thing blew up yesterday afternoon. I've been doing this a long time. I've never quite seen anything like it. We started with one rumor, grew into this and that. And I mean, it just kept evolving. And we've all been through that, where a rumor starts and it gets added to, and pretty soon the most outlandish thing ends up being the end result that never comes true. But this one came true, like, by the next morning. I knew they were working on this. I knew they also didn't want it out, but a story of this magnitude is going to get out. And the only thing I'm surprised about is Colin Klein coming back. Is that Chris Kleiman stepping down now, like after the bowl game? I thought he was going to coach another year, but I think it just became too much, and he realized this isn't good for me. It's not good for K-State. Let's make that move now. And Gene Taylor has executed a beautiful fake and has apparently hired Colin Klein on behind closed doors, and he will be arriving in Manhattan after finishing coaching up for A&M, but we expect a press conference and introduction before then.
I want to get to Colin Klein in just a second, but as far as Chris Kleiman, you mentioned there was rumors and everything out there. Is your understanding, I just want to clear it up, that this was fully Chris Kleiman's decision here to step down? He is retiring?
Retiring for the moment. I got to believe Chris Kleiman's going to want to coach again. I don't think he'll want to coach at this level.
Okay.
I think what we've seen happen in college football has altered the job so much. A lot of older coaches, more traditional coaches, are walking away. This became a semi-pro venture at some point over the last few years, where you got to manage salaries and manage a locker room with that kind of tension in it. It's just an entirely different way to coach. And I think Chris Kleiman's capable of it, but it was way too stressful. And we saw that manifest itself with the post-game press conference at Utah. And I was certain he wasn't retiring after this season up until the moment in Salt Lake City when I saw that press conference. I'm like, wow, it's gotten to this point where I worry about his mental health. So I'm glad he's stepping down. I'm glad he's going to finish up the year with his kids and not just walk away. He's going to do the bowl game. I think it offers K-State a nice 1-2 punch that Colin can start working on behalf of his program while Chris continues to coach the actual physical team for the next month or so.
Do you think Colin Klein is ready for this? There's some rumors that obviously maybe he was going to take the South Florida job, but he will be like the second youngest coach in college football, or at least at the Power Four level. So you've got to look at this from a perspective of he's getting this job early, it feels like, especially for a program this big, that's bigger than South Florida, obviously, at least from a football perspective. Do you think he's ready for that?
That's the question. And it's been the question since this all came up. Colin's a young guy, and he's kind of young in his evolution as a coach. But he's learned under some great guys. I mean, we got Bill Snyder, was his coach while he played. And for the most part, he was a Ron Prince recruit. Let's remember that irony. and then he studied under Chris Kleiman and now Mike Elko. And those are some good people to learn how to coach from. But also, I think he now brings a perspective of, you know, being a younger guy that knows how this evolved. He's so closely connected to his own playing days. I mean, it just wrapped up, 13 years ago, that I think he understands the players at a level that is just impossible for, you know, the coaches of an older generation, because he's been in a locker room as a player much more recently. How that translates to being a head coach, I don't know. If he wants to try to be a head coach that makes all the decisions like Bill Snyder, he's going to get swamped. He's just going to get buried. There's just too much going on. So he needs to establish who his immediate circle is that is going to be with him and get them in place to start working on his behalf.
We know college football is a money game. How much do you think that the idea of Colin Klein is that anybody who loves K-State will give Colin Klein all the money he needs in order to build the program he wants?
I think there's a reality to that. I think Colin Klein kind of triggers those K-Staters like, yeah, we're back. And even if it's not tangible yet, you got to have that kind of momentum. I think K-State would have been fine next year under Chris Kleiman. But my concern was, is his heart in it? Is he going to get halfway through the season and realize I don't want to be here? We now know that who's the man coaching K-State football wants to be here and will be here for the long term, we expect, in Colin Klein. And next comes up is who's he going to put around him? We're putting together a VIP hot board for assistant coaches, and we'll continue to monitor what we're hearing out there, because there's going to be a lot of interesting moves. But yeah, this has been a really strange story.
We're talking to Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. Of course, the news of the day, Chris Kleiman reportedly going to step down, 4 o'clock press conference today, and the expectation Colin Klein will take over the football program. Do you look at, you know, the talent that's already there, Fitz, and you guys cover this better than anybody, does this move, if in fact it's going to become official with Colin Klein, make it more likely that, let's say, if there was concern about an Avery Johnson or anybody else leaving, does this, in your mind, make it more likely that he would stay?
You know, that's an impossible answer, because you just don't know what these kids are thinking.
Sure.
You know, Avery always says nice things about his coaches and teammates. He always does. You never pick up on any of the tensions that might be around him when he's talking to the media. He's a pro with that. He doesn't, you know, bring that stuff into the public forum. And so I imagine he would be very excited to have Colin back, but that's going off the fact that it just makes sense. We'll find out. I'm just astonished, guys, and I'm getting dings for more news coming out. So it's been crazy, but I think Colin Klein will hit the ground running here pretty quickly.
You mentioned the timeline. Kansas State obviously would have preferred this not come out today. What do you think that does? I mean, it's early signing day. This is a hugely important day for a program. The fact that this is happening today, what's the potential, if we're going to play devil's advocate, what's the downside here? The fact that what this does for the recruiting element?
Well, you know, here's a perfect example of how college football has shifted the very parameters of which you've operated in the past, and how it impacts just a guy like me, an older guy who's covered football for a very long time. My immediate reaction is, oh, no, they didn't want this out on signing day. But that doesn't matter anymore, guys. I mean, if you signed today not realizing Chris Kleiman was going to be gone, and you don't want to play for Colin Klein, you're the only person on earth who hates Colin Klein, because he is the world's nicest human being. I got news for you. There's the transfer portal. It's right over there. It opens on January 2nd. I mean, they've just got an advantage now. They're not stuck. They're not tricked. They can say, never mind, I'm going to go somewhere else. We saw Bear Brockmeyer do it. He was at Stanford, and then the whole BYU thing came up, and he hopped in the late portal and was gone. They have an opportunity to make a decision, even if they sign today.
Just out of curiosity, how would you define the Chris Kleiman era? He's the second most winning coach, because before Bill Snyder, obviously, there was no real success in the program. How do you think fans will eventually remember the Chris Kleiman era?
I think they'll appreciate that he sustained the success. You know, his bad years were the pandemic year in which he chose to play all the games. He refused to forfeit. If he had enough, literally enough bodies, not at a position. He's playing players out of position. He wanted the guys, whether they were walk-ons or starters, get an opportunity to play football in 2020. They went 4-6. Didn't work out well. And then you get up to now, and it's just very interesting to see where he's at now in his career and ready to get going.
Tim, appreciate it, man. I know today's a really, really busy day, so thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah. My apologies, guys. My phone is absolutely blown up. Thanks, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.